Here's an update on one of the world's great sailing competitions, the America's Cup. It's a best-of-nine series, and yesterday's race was by some accounts the most thrilling yet. The regatta is taking place in the Spanish port of Valencia. New Zealand, the challenger, beat the defending champions from Switzerland and now lead the series 2-1. Jerome Sokolowski was at yesterday's race.
This year's America's Cup is between two very different countries. Switzerland is, of course, landlocked. New Zealand is surrounded by water. The typically rowdy Swiss fan cheers his team with a cowbell. The Swiss team, like most America's Cup competitors, recruits its yachtsmen from a variety of nations, including New Zealand. But as his country's yacht sails by, Swiss banker Klaus Walter gets sentimental.
So ein kleines Land.
Such a small country with such great sailors, he says. On the other shore, the Kiwis strip off their shirts and egg on their equally international team with the Maori war dance, the haka. And when the New Zealand yacht takes the lead, they go wild.
The Kiwi fans watching the regatta here on the dock are hoping their crew will bring the cup back home as they see it. Many have come all the way from New Zealand to watch the final here in Valencia. But America's Cup races are notoriously unpredictable, and a slight miscalculation or change of wind direction can dramatically alter the outcome of a race.
Yesterday's competition was such a race. The lead changed hands six times as the sleek yachts tacked and jibed for more than an hour and a half on choppy waters. The Kiwis blew a huge early lead on a turn and almost lost a man overboard. But they came back and crossed the finish line 25 seconds ahead of the Swiss.
Oh, what a race! I thought we'd blown it with that blunder.
Sonny Shaw has a ruddy face and white hair and a nose swollen with sunburn blisters.
Look at these Kiwis, they know how to celebrate a victory.
Time was when the America's Cup was dominated by America. The New York Yacht Club held the trophy for 132 years. But in 1983, the Australians captured the cup. They had attached small wings to the tip of the keel, and their yacht flew down the course. Simon Dobney is a New Zealander on the Swiss boat.
In the America's Cup, it used to be that you could come up with something like a big development or a big breakthrough, and that would be the winning of it. And that. And now, it's just, you know, what you've got to do is you've got to do like 100 things just slightly better, and it'll add up to like a little bit of a gain that you'll see in boat speed.
Nowadays, nearly the entire boat is made of lightweight carbon fibers, and the sails are as long as the wing of a Boeing 747. More than 40 million equations go into the design of a typical yacht. The design coordinator for this year's American entry is Ian Burns. He says hydrodynamic engineers worked on the yacht with automotive designers and computer specialists from team sponsors BMW and Oracle.
All of these guys worked together to use massive supercomputers, 200, even 300 computers all hooked together in a giant cluster.
Still, the American entry was knocked out in the semifinals by an Italian yacht. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Valencia.